Perek Sheni, Masechta Avos. The Mishnah starts off, Rebbe Yoimer. Rebbe says, now Stam Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda Hanossi. He was the one that was Masada the Mishnah, and sometimes he's called Rabbeinu HaKodesh, and he had all the milas there were, like the Rambam brings down in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis, and he says that Rebbe was a Yochid B'doroi, V'yechid B'zmanoi, That was called Rebbe and sometimes called Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So the Mishnah says that Rebbe Yoimer, Zohi Derech Yeshara, Sheyovar Lo Yodom, which is the right course that a man should choose for himself? What's the right Derech, the right way to go through life? So he says, Kol Shehi, Siferes Li Oiso, Siferes Loi Min Hodom. Is any way that it itself like does credit to the person that adopts it, and which also brings him honor from other people. You should be very careful to do even a simple mitzvah, just like you're careful about doing a very strict, a very chamura mitzvah. Why? Because we do not know the reward we will get for the mitzvahs. Vehevei mechashev hefsid mitzvah kineged schor. That you should balance out the hefsid, the loss that you're having when you are doing the mitzvah, like even though sometimes it's hard to do a mitzvah, you feel you are losing out something, but balance it out, kineged schor, kineged the reward that you will get in mitzvah Hashem and Elam Habo. That for sure it's worth it to do the mitzvah. And also balance out like the hanor, the enjoyment you're going to have during while you're doing the avera. That's why you're doing the avera. But think, balance it out, how much of an einish, how much of a punishment you will get for that little hanor you had when you did the avera. A person should always look into three things. In other words, consider three things. Viata bo l'dei avera, and you won't come to do any averas. One thing is da mala mala mimoch, know what's above you. That ayin roya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking and sees everything we do. V'oizen shemas, there's an ear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears everything we are saying. V'chol ma'asecho ba'sefer nichtovim, and everything we do is written down in the sefer. It's like a marshal to know that Hashem doesn't forget anything. Everything is written down, and there'll be a din v'cheshbon upon every single thing we did on this world. Now again, at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rebbe says that what's the right road, the right derech to choose? That's what teferes l'yoseho v'teferes l'minodim. Now the Rambam learns the pshat is that a person should always take the midas b'derech emtzoi, like the mashal, the midas of nedivus, of giving. You should not give that much to just throw everything away, and not be too much of a kamsin not to give away anything, but always do it the middle way. You do it the middle way, that's called nice. You have covered for yourself, it's good for yourself, and it's good for other people also. As the midas that we have should always be a derech emtzoi. Every midas should be in the middle, not too much one way, not too much the other way. Adam HaFarshim, the Miri learns, it means to say that the mitzvahs we do, it should always be nice in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the eyes of Bnei Adam also. Like, we should always want to give nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and labrius. We should make sure that people also think nice about us. The Rabbeinu Yoin explains that when we do the mitzvahs, we have to do it v'hidu mitzvah. Make the mitzvahs nice, like have a nice lulav, a nice talis, a nice sefer Torah. Therefore, people will be meshabeich, you will praise you because you're doing such a nice mitzvah. Then the Tana says that you should be careful with a mitzvah kala, ke mitzvah chamura, like a very strict, strong mitzvah. And the reason is why? Because we don't know the matan schor and shel mitzvahs. We don't know the reward we'll receive from the mitzvahs. Now in the Torah only talks about the einish, the punishment we get for doing the lav, get doing the averis. Certain averis we get malchus, certain ones are misa b'dei shemayim, misa b'dei yodam. But the Torah doesn't talk about the mitzvahs, about how much reward we get for it. And really, there's a medrash that explains it, that it's like a moshel that a king made a beautiful paradise, a nice garden, and he had a lot of different trees there. and he didn't want to tell the people which tree exactly he likes the nicest, in order that they should take care of all the trees there. The same thing here. Hashem wants Klal Yisrael to do all his mitzvahs. So if he would tell us which mitzvah we get more reward for, Hashem would be afraid we would leave over the other mitzvahs, and we would only do the mitzvah that gets the most reward. That's why Hashem did not tell us the reward for the mitzvahs. However, there's an inyan to do all the mitzvahs, but the Tana is a little bit more to it. The Tana here says, because we do not know, Shena teyodeya matan schar and shor mitzvahs. We do not know the reward we get for any mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yonah learns that it means to say, even the smallest mitzvah we do, the reward is so great that for that reward it's kedai to do even the smallest mitzvah. Other mafarshim want to say the pshat is that in every mitzvah we do, there are two parts to the mitzvah. There's the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, there's the actual doing of the mitzvah, and then there's the kavona, what we have in mind, how our lev, what our heart is thinking about when we're doing the mitzvah. And if a person puts his whole heart into doing the mitzvah, he gets tremendous reward for putting his heart, putting his lev into the mitzvah. So therefore, even though the ma'isa ha-mitzvah may be small, but if you put your whole heart and do it with the right kavona, it's this, you could get reward more than somebody would be if he does the bigger mitzvah without so much kavanah. So therefore, in every little mitzvah there is, still there's a part of doing it with the whole lev, with the whole kavanah, and for that we get tremendous amount of reward. But the kitzah, we're supposed to do all the mitzvahs and realize that there will be reward for all of them. And then the Tana tries to explain to us that a person should realize, even though it's hard to do mitzvah sometime, maybe you think you're losing out, the business deal you're going to lose out, you lose out some other revach, but you should know it's worth it, because the schar, the reward we get for the mitzvahs, is great. And some of us learn one of the reasons why schar b'hai al malekah, in this world we don't receive our reward for the mitzvahs, is because pashit, the reward is too great. This world is not great enough to receive that reward. We have to wait till olam haba. In that world we can receive the reward, because the reward is great, tremendous. Therefore, even though it's a little bit hard, it's not kedai to give up the mitzvah because of the little hefsid you may lose out here. And who are then the opposite way? Sometimes people want to do the Avera because the Yetzer tells them it's tremendous enjoyment. There's hanor for the 1 second you're doing the Avera. You do it, but you have to realize it's not worth it, because the punishment you'll get back with such a strict punishment is much, much greater than this little hanor, the little enjoyment you'll have. So really, if you think into it before you do it, it's just pashut not worth it to do the Avera. And the end of the Mishnah, that a person should be histakel b'shloisha dvorim. Histakel means a lashon, you think into it very carefully. Like you spend time thinking about this. Not just on a little look, a little riyah, but histakel, think into it. That there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu lamala, that he looks at us. He sees everything we're doing. He sees straight through into our heart. He knows our machshava, what we're thinking about. V'yezin shemas, he hears everything we're saying. The dibur that we say, what comes out of our mouth, Hashem knows it, hears it. The chol ma'asecha, and everything we do, the actual action that comes out from our ma'asim, is written down in the sefer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything, and everything we do, we'll have to give a din v'cheshbon for it. So the person thinks about these things, k'seida, he won't come to do an avera. Like he knows he's going to have to answer himself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not kedai to do the Avera. It's only the fact that we don't think about these things. We think Hashem doesn't look. That's why, hiddenly, when nobody's looking, sometimes we do the Avera. But a person would realize, like we always say, Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi Samid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always right in front of us, knowing and seeing everything we do, a person wouldn't do the Avera. That's really called Yiras Shemayim. Mishnah Beis, Rabban Gamliel Benoi Shor Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Yomer. Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says that Yofo Salmid Torah Im Derech Eretz. It's very good if you learn Torah and you also have an occupation. She Yigias Shnehem Mashkach Asovin, because both of them together, he's learning Torah and also having an occupation, keeps away your machshava, keeps away the thoughts of doing an avera, of doing a sin. For chol Torah sheini mo melacha, whoever learns Torah and does not do any work at all, is soifa b'teila. At the end, he will become batel. He will stop learning. For gereres oven, and it causes him to do sins. V'chol ha'amelim mimatzibur. Whoever works with the tzibur, with the congregation, to do mitzvahs, to do together, is yiyu amelim imoyim l'shem shemayim. What you're working with the tzibur, you should do it l'shem shemayim. Not just to receive reward, or to receive credit, or to receive covet, honor, but rather do it l'shem shemayim. She'ezuchus avoysa misayosim. Because if you do it this way, then the schus, the merits of our Father, will help us along. There'll be siyata d'shemayim. V'tzidkosom oimedes lo'ad. And their righteousness, the tzidkosom of our fathers, is oimedes lo'ad, is standing forever. In other words, they are going to help us. So this is a svara, we should not have our own gaiva, to be misyoyer, to feel we are doing something by ourselves, but we have to realize that it's the siyata d'shemayim, the help we are having from our fathers. V'yaten, but you, the tzibur now that's working together to do l'shem shemayim, malani aleichem sochor harbe kilo asisim. He says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says about us, if we are working with sorchei tzib l'shem shemayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu will put upon us the schar, the reward, a lot of reward, as if we ourselves did it for ourselves. The Rambam learns pshat that sometimes if a person is omol l'shem shemayim, he works with the tzibur, he can't do his own private mitzvahs, so we'll feel bad about it. So the Mishnah is saying now, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Malani aleichem sochor har bekilu asisim. That if you didn't do the mitzvahs because you were oisik, but sorche tzibon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will count it as if you did the mitzvahs, and will give you schar, reward for those mitzvahs. Now the pshat from the first part of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Gamliel says, that Yofas Salmaterium derech eretz, Shigia Shneim Ashkacha Sovon, that it's good to learn Torah and to have an occupation. So some of us shall learn derech eretz here means to make a livelihood, to make money, push it geret in order to be able to live. And the Batanura is masber that learning Torah, that's mateshas koicha shalodim. That takes away, that breaks your strength a little bit. You put all your koich into learning Torah. The hamalacha, the work you do, that's mefareches. It like breaks down your body. So the pshat is, like you're not going to have any more strength to listen to the Yetzirah anymore. All the time you have with your mind, you spend learning Torah, and then with your body, you work to make a panosa, to make a livelihood. So there's no more time, there's no more strength for you to do averus. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That you put them both together, it will take away the Yetzirah, you won't have any koyach to listen to him. But if you do not have a panos, you do not have an occupation, you will just sit and learn, and you will come out to be a poor person and not to have what eat, the end will come out, you'll be gereris oven, because you're going to have to rob or steal, because you're not going to have what eat. So the Ikar HaTana is telling us, is like, don't waste your time. Don't just be empty, not doing anything. But avada, the Ikar should be is to learn Torah. But just to learn Torah without having a panos, you can't do that. Like we always say, imein kemach, ain Torah. If you don't have what to eat with, you won't be able to learn good. And at the end, it's going to come out, you're going to be bottled, you're going to become a batlin, because you're going to have to worry about how to live later. So the Yetzer is always make sure you have what to live on. And then the rest of your time, you're supposed to, in the ik of your time, you're supposed to be putting into Talmud Torah. That's what keeps you learning. Now, according to this, Luchuri, you can ask the question, how do we have a kelul, people sitting and learning, and they don't go out to work to make their own livelihood? So the Gedolim already from the generation before, the Chofetz Chaim, other Gedolim said already that it's worth it that there should be some people learning Torah the whole day. You need a kelo, people sitting and learning. Because nowadays, if people go to work, it's very hard for them to set aside time to really learn and to steigeist and to be Gedolim. And we know we have to have Gedolim. We have to have Talmid Chacham around in this generation also. We need Paiskim, we need Rabbonim, we need Rebbeim. We need people to learn to teach Torah to our children. We need people to teach Torah to us. We need Paiskim to tell us what to do. So therefore, there is an Indian that there should be people set aside that they are spending the whole time just learning. And how will they manage with their panosa? That's the Indian of a kelul, that other people support them, give them panosa, give them money to live on, so that these people could learn Torah. The Mishnah says, Seifa Gereris Ovon, that you become a batlin. So that we say, since we have people supporting you, you do have what to live on, you won't become a batlin. Just to sit and learn Torah, not to have any malacha, not to have any work, That's also a very hard thing to do. But that, Baruch Hashem, that there's plenty of things we have to do. Like even the people that sit and learn in Kollel and do learn most of the day, still they have plenty of other work to do that keeps them busy. Whether it's taking care of the house, whether it's raising the children, whether it's helping a little bit here, helping a little bit there, or saying shiurim. So a Kollel person, b'zman hazeh, like, is mekayim this Mishnah. That we are the ones that are mekayim, didn't you to have the limud haTorah k'seder going on, and in mitzvah Hashem, there should be rebbeim to teach our children, there should be rabbonim, there should be poiskim, and this does not interfere with this Mishnah. And then the end of the Mishnah is pashut to teach us that there's an inyan to work with the tzibur. When the rabbim want to do things together, letzorchei mitzvah, it's a tremendous chus to be part of them, and you should not think, why should I work with the tzibur, with the congregation? It's not going to be under my name. I'm not going to have the credit for it. Why should I waste my time? You have to realize, no, it's a tremendous chus, tremendous credit to you to do things with the tzibur, to be omol im hatzibur. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel. Have zehirin barashus. You should be very careful from the government. In other words, the last Mishnah was talking about is an Indian to be omol im hatzibur. You have to work with the tzibur. Now, sometimes the tzibur, if you're doing things sorchei hatzibur for the whole rabbim, you have to come on to the help of the government. You have to talk to the mayor, to the governor. So the Mishnah is telling you, be careful when you have to work with the governor, with the government. She'ein mekorvin lo liyodim el l'tzorech atzman. They're only nice to you and listen to you and act nice to you for their own purposes. In other words, that when you give them atonis, you give them presents, you're nice to them, they'll accept it. They'll be very nice to you because it's for themselves. Nirin ki oyhavin bishas hanosin. They look like they love you when they are enjoying it. Like we just said, if you give them presents, you act nice to them, they enjoy it, and they'll look back as if they're your friend. But they do not stand by you and help you in times of distress. In other words, even though they promise you, yes, yes, we'll be good to you, we'll help you out, you have to know that not always will they keep their word. So you have to be careful. The Mishnah is telling you, like, be careful when you have to come on to use the government. Don't rely on what they say and be careful. Like, don't tell them everything. Try and tell them as least as possible. Don't give away too much information, because from the little information they'll have, they'll make alilas, they'll just end up making it worse for you. Mishneh Dalet. Hu ha yoimer. He used to say, in other words, Rabbi Gamliel, B'nai Shri Rabbi Yehuda Anasi used to say, that asei ritzoinoi ki ritzoincho. As you should do the ratzon, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way you do your own will. In other words, when you're doing mitzvahs, you're doing what Hashem wants, don't just do it to be yaitzah, to feel like you're forced, you have to do it. But do it as if you want to do what you want. In other words, make the ritzoinoi, the ratzon, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be to you as if that is kiritzoinoch. That is exactly what you really want to do. Kidei, in order, that a Kodesh Baruch will also do what you want, he will do as if that's what he's going to want. In other words, he'll be mashlim mishalas liboy. He'll do whatever you want. All your ritzoinos, a Kodesh Baruch will also do and make it good for you. And then the Tana goes on to say that batel ritzoinoch mifnei ritzoinoi. Like batel, take away your own desire in order to do the desire of a Kodesh Baruch. So they say that at the beginning of the Mishnah was talking about doing the mitzvah saseh. When you do a mitzvah saseh, do it as if you really want to do it for yourself. And now we're talking about staying away from the lo saseis. Don't listen to the Yetzirah. In other words, bata ritzoinoch. Even though the Yetzirah tells you to do something, you have a desire to do it, don't do it. Stop doing that desire. Nefnei, because ritzoinoi, in order to be mekayim, to do the rotzen of Hashem, the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kidei, in order, sheyivato ritzoin achirim mipnei ritzoinoch, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will destroy all your enemies, ritzoinois, when they want to do bad against you, a Kodesh Baruch Hu will stop them. It's b'schus that you stop your Yetzirah from doing bad to Hashem, Hashem will stop all the bad ones of your enemies. And that the Mishnah says a lashon of batel ritzoinoi, in other words, take away your own desire. Some say, like the Rambam always says, that really the nefesh itself of a person wants to always do toiv, wants to do the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's only the chumriyus of the guf The Yetzirah, when he comes into you, he tells you to do the opposite. So therefore the Mishnah says, Batil, don't listen, put aside what the Yetzirah wants you to do. Don't listen to his Rotzen, but rather you do really down what your own Nefesh really wants to do. And your own Nefesh really wants to do the Rotzen Hashem, like they say, the same desire you have to do things for yourself, for your own pleasure. That's the way you should have, the same desire to do the Rotzen of Hashem, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do. In other words, when we do mitzvahs, we should do it b'simcha, b'yavo. We should love to do the mitzvah. And like some, the Balei Musa say, that if a person really wants to know how much reward, how much schar he's going to get for the mitzvahs that he does, he should see how much simcha, how much happiness he has when he does the mitzvah. In other words, the more happiness you have, it's a raya, it's a proof that the mitzvah is very dear to you, you're doing the mitzvah very good, and therefore you receive a lot of reward for that mitzvah. But you say this to do the mitzvahs because the rotzen of Hashem, that should be your own rotzen. Our whole desire should only be to do the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah Hey. Hillel Oimer. Hillel used to say, Al tifroish min hatzibur. A person should not set himself apart from the community. In other words, when the tzibur is doing a mitzvah, be part of it, do work together. There's a tremendous chusa, breivam hagris melech, do things together. And don't set yourself aside from what the tzibur is doing. Some of us from learn this means to say that when there's a tzara, there's a tzar, there's a sorrow going on in the tzibur, you should also be mishtatav with them, and you should also be bitzar. Like the Gemara says in Tainus, that b'zman she Yisrael shruyim bitzar, is afil the shchin is also shruyim mohem bitzar. In other words, we should always be part of the tzibur, whether it's for the good or for the bad. Then the Mishnah says, v'al taimin bi'atzmoch ad yoy moisach. Don't feel that you're for sure going to be a tzaddik until the last day of your life. In other words, like it's brought down by Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that he was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. He was Shemesh B'kuna Gadola for Shemonim Shonom, Ulebsoif at the end of his lifetime, he became a tzaddiki. In other words, a person is never for sure that he will remain a tzaddik his whole lifetime. So never feel that you don't have to work anymore and you're there already. You should know there's always the Yetzirah, could always stop you. So al taimin, don't have trust in yourself. In other words, keep on working to keep yourself the tzaddik ad yoy moisach, until the last day of your life. V'al todin es chaveroch ad shatagilim kaimoy. Don't judge your friend until you come into the same situation he was in. In other words, if you see your friend had a nisoyin, had a test, and he fell through the test, like he did the Avera, he met an Isha and he did a Davera with him, or he did something wrong, don't right away say, he's a Russia now. But see, but first see what would have been if you would have been in that situation. Maybe you also wouldn't be able to hold out through the nisoyin. So don't right away be down the kav choyva, but rather judge him with tatsat chus, that maybe at his nisoyin, at his test, it was very hard for him. Don't say something that people won't be able to understand it. And you'll talk it into yourself, that at the end, after they think into it very well, then they'll understand what I mean. Don't say such things, because maybe at the end they won't understand what you meant, and they'll say over the wrong halachas, and they'll come to be a chilul Hashem. Therefore, at the beginning, when you're learning or telling over things, say it over very clearly. That the people should understand you, they should be able to understand you right away. V'yal toimar, nobody should say, when I have some free time, when I'm not busy, that's when I'll sit down to learn. You know why? Because shema loisi pone, maybe you won't have the free time. In other words, you never know what's going to be. You can't just say, I'll learn when I have free time. No, the person has to go and make free time. You have to make time to learn, because the Yetzirah has plenty of things to keep you busy. If you're going to wait until you have some free time, it's going to end up you'll never have free time. The Yetzirah has plenty of things to do with you. So you have to make time to learn, and don't just say, when I will have time, I'll sit down to learn. And some of us shall learn that the end of this Mishnah means that if right now you have a geshmak, really you have a shir to go to, like really right now is a good time to learn, you have a chavrusa, you have what to learn. But the only thing, you're in the middle of doing some business, you're in the middle of doing some melacha. So the Eitz Hara tells you, you know what, wait, first finish the melacha. Finish what you are doing, and then you go to the shir. Don't listen to him. If right now you have the opportunity to go and learn right now. Later you may not have the opportunity. What's going to be with the melacha? Don't worry, the melacha you'll have time later to finish it off. But for the learning of the Torah, that you're not going to find time later. So if you have your shir right now, go run, go to the shir now, and don't say, let me first finish the work, and then I'll go to the shir. The Mishnah Vov. Who are you in there? He used to say, goes back to Hillel Hazak, and used to say, Ein bur yureichet. An empty person cannot be a yureichet, yurei shemayim, to be afraid to do averus. Now a bur, a lashon of an empty person, means he doesn't even know maso matin. He doesn't even know how to get along with other people. He is worse off than a regular amoritz. He has no chokhmah, no wisdom in him, and he doesn't even know how to manage with other people. So he cannot be a yirei chet. Like he doesn't understand what a chet means, to stay away from it. For loy amoritz chosit. And amoritz means a person, true, he's not a boki bateri, doesn't know all the alochis, but I call upon him, he has manners, he knows how to get along with people. So him, it's possible to be a yirei shemayim, he could be a yirei chet, but he can't be a chosit. To be a chosid means the midas of a chasidus, that's the dul of name, Meshur Sadin, that's only if somebody to knows, he has to first know what the Rosh of Hashem is. So he has to be a chochem, to be a boki b'terah, then he could be a chosid. If you stam in Amorit, you're not a boki b'terah, you can't be a chosid. Because what a chosid means is, he's medardik very much in the mitzvahs. Like he does exactly what he's supposed to do, and even a little more than that. But if you don't know what you're supposed to do, you're not a Talmud Chacham, you're only an Amoritz, you can't be a Chosid. Later, then the Mishnah says, V'loy habayshin lomad. Somebody that's embarrassed, has the need to be embarrassed, he can't learn. In other words, when you learn, that means you have to have a Rebbe, and you have to ask him questions, and not if you're embarrassed, if you have the need of a Busha, you're too embarrassed to ask questions, you're not going to learn well. So the way to be a good Talmud is, don't have the midah of busha, but rather don't be afraid and ask as many questions as possible until you get the right answer that you would understand. V'loy ha'kafton melamed. Now the teacher, he cannot be a person without patience. If you're too kafton, means you get angry fast, you don't have patience, you can't teach the children. Because when you're learning with children, you have to have a lot of patience. Since it's a midah, melamed has to know, he has to have patience, and not be a kaftan. V'loy kol hamarbe bischoiro machkin. Whoever does a lot of business, is oisek a lot in work in panosa, he can't become a wise person. In other words, if you don't spend time learning Torah, you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham. Right, the Gemara dashes from the Postik, v'loy me'ever layamhi, that means ein ha-Torah mitzuyi b'mahalchim me'ever layam. The Torah is not found by people that travel over the ocean, or else people that do a lot of work. And that the Gemara Nida says that Sholu Anshe Alexandria es Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina, that Ma'yase Odom V'yachkim, what should a person do and become smart, is Omalehem. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanina answered back, Yarbe B'yeshiva V'yamayit B'schayra. Sit in yeshiva, sit down and learn a lot, and don't do that much business. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, V'loi kol amarbe B'schayra Machkim. Somebody that does a lot of work won't become a Talmud Chacham. And a place where there are no other people to do it, you should work, you should try, be mishnadol, to be the person to do it. So some of Farshim learn this means to say, if you're in a place, you're in a city, that doesn't have a malamed, there's nobody there to teach you to learn Torah, hishtadol liyos ish means you learn Torah yourself, still you have no right not to learn, try your best to learn yourself. Some say it goes on, doing oiskim b'tzorchei tzibur, that if you don't have people to help out and they need you, you should be mishtadol to work with them. Some said this means in a place where there's no rov, there's nobody to take over leadership, and they want to appoint you to be the rov, but you feel you're not roy, you're not capable of doing it. You have to know if there's nobody else to do it, then you should be the one to do it. You have to work b'tzorchei tzibur to help out the tzibur, and don't just say you're not roy to do it. No. There'll be siyata d'shmaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. Mishnah Zayin, Afhu, means him, Hillel, he also once saw Afu ro, he once saw gulgoyles achas. He once saw a scope ahead shetzofo apnei hamayim that was floating on top of the water. In other words, he saw a dead body, the dead head floating on top of the water. In other words, this person was drowned to death. So he said, Omar lo. So Hillel said to this dead person that al diateft atfuch, because you drowned other people, that's why you were drowned. In other words, you should know you yourself was a Rasha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu always pays back midah keneged midah. The same rishis that you did to other people, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had done to you. V'soif, and the end will be mitifayich, that the person that drowned you, you should know yitufun, he also will be drowned. That there's such a midah of megalglin choyva ayidei choyva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Rasha to kill somebody else, to do the midah keneged midah, in order that that person will get back his punishment also. We say, Shemegalglin choyva ayidei chayif, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back to this last person that even killed you. That everything is done with midah keneged midah. Mishneches, Hu HaYomer, he used to say, Marbe Bosor, Marbe Rima. A person that eats a lot of meat, you should know he just adds a lot of worms to himself. So some say this means lacham isam, when a person is buried in the kever, if he is very fat, so a lot of worms comes and eats him up. So the achila you had when you were alive just causes that later on there'll be a lot of worms eating you. Other mepharshim learn, no, it goes even when you're alive, that the more you eat, the fatter you are, the more sicknesses will come upon you. So therefore, kol amar bebosar is mar berima. Mar ben nechosim, mar ben daiga. Somebody that has a lot of nechosim, a lot of property, because he's very rich, he has a lot of worries to take care of it. He doesn't know how to take care of all the property that he owns. Mar ben noshim, mar ben kshofim. If you have a lot of wives, more than one, two, three, four, it just adds you'll have more kshofim, more witchcraft. Because usually women have to do with witchcraft. Mar ben shvochois, mar ben zima. If you have a lot of maids around your house, it's just going to be mar bezima, that the more maids you have, the more tshkiach to have znus with them, to have adultery with them. Mar be'avodim, mar be'gozel. If you have more slaves around your house, it's just going to be more stealing going on, because usually an eved steals from the master. Mar be'toyroh, mar be'chayim. But the more you sit down to learn Torah, the more life you can have. Like Torah gives us chiyas, gives us chayim. Like the pasuk says, ki v'yirbu yamechov yosiful choshnei chayim. By learning Torah, you'll be zeichet to have a longer and better life. Mar be yeshiva, mar be chochma. The more you sit down and learn in front of other chachamim, the more you yourself will become a chacham, become a wise person. Mar be eitzo, mar be tfuna. The more you ask advice from other people, in other words, you don't rely only on your own advice. But your marba eitzah, your marba asking other people, your counsel with other people, is marba tfuna, you yourself will be able to understand more things. You'll have more the need of tfuna of understanding. Marba tztaka, marba shalom. The more tztaka a person gives, the more shalom, the more peace he creates. Kona shem toiv, if a person acquires a good name, is kona liatzmai. That's called something you acquire for yourself, and does not have to do with anybody else. Like usually other things you acquire applies to other people also. But kona shem toif, if you yourself have a good name, because you're learning Torah, you're a chacham, you're a tzaddik, that's called kona liatzmoy. That's something that belongs to you. Like it says in Kehelis, that toif shem mishemen toif. And then kona loy divrei Torah is kona loy chayi hoylo mabo. If somebody has a kinyan in Torah, and the Torah becomes part of you, it's a kinyan, you acquire it, it's kanala, you are kena, you acquire a chelek in chay olam habo, a life in of olam habo. Some of us should learn at the beginning of the Mishnah that says, mar babosa, mar barima. In other words, if you just go to eat, in order to be fat, you just want to be mar, but to add on to you bosar, that's not a good midah. Mashenken, if you eat l'shem shemayim, in order to keep yourself healthy, that you'll have koyach, you'll have strength to learn, that's a good midah. And the same thing, mar ben nechosim, if you stam add on to yourself more property, just l'shem to become rich, then you're just going to have daigi, you just have worries about it. Same thing, mar benoshim, mar b'kshofim, mar b'shvoches, mar b'avodim. But if you do these things, l'shem shemayim, then the toiv, then you're doing the tzorach to be mekayim the Torah, that's a good midah. And that's the pshat, that if you learn Torah, that's mar b'chayim, that gives us chayim, that we understand. Mar b'yeshiva also we understand. The more you sit down to learn, the more you'll understand. The more you talk over with chachamim, you talk over, ask eitzes, ask counsel from great people, you yourself will become, have understanding by yourself. And then mar b'tzedakah, mar b'shalom. The person gives tzedakah, helps out the poor people, and that makes peace in this world, that makes peace in famal yishamala, by shamayim also. Because the pshat is, if we don't give the aniyim what to eat, the aniyim are going to start to cry, and they're going to make a kitrug, that a kodesh baruch is going to be angry at us. So what keeps peace between us and shamayim is the fact that we take care of the aniyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you return, will take care of us. That's called the Bisholem Boilem. Mishnetes, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibel me Hillel u'mishamay. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai, and he received from them, and hu ha'yomer, he used to say, Im lo madata Torah harbe, if a person learnt a lot of Torah, is al tachzik toivol yatzmuch. Don't be proud about it. Don't give yourself a big yashakayach. Iki lo koch no tzarto. Because that's the reason why you were created. A person was created for the purpose of learning Torah. In other words, don't feel that you get a tremendous yashakayach. You did something that you didn't really have to do. No, that's what a person has to do. A person was born for that. Like it says in the pasuk in Yeshua, Lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zeh mipichom, v'hegisa bo yom v'laylom. There's a chiyuv to learn as much as possible day and night. Therefore, that's the purpose what we were created for. Like it says, v'yere v'yevoyker, yom hashishi, and the Chazal Dashin, hashishi means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu made it tonight, made a condition with the whole creation of the world, that if the Klal Yisrael will receive the Torah and sit and learn Torah, that the Torah was given b'shishi, b'sivan, that's the yom hashishi, is the world will stay in existence. Mashenkin, if Klal Yisrael will not learn Torah, the whole world will go back to toyu b'voyu. So we have to realize that the limud haTorah, that's what we were created for, and that's what keeps the world going. Therefore, even if we do learn a lot of Torah, al tachzik toivul yatzmuch, don't feel, give yourself a big yashkeich, feel proud about it. Because that's the reason, the purpose why you were created. And therefore, Adar Rabba, learn more and more and more. Like you can never feel you learned enough. And even if you learn for yourself, there's the chiyuv then to teach others, to be melamed other people. So kasei that we have to be Isaac in limud haTorah. Here the next Mishnah says, Chamisha talmidim hoyu lo el Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. As Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had five special talmidim. These are the five special Tamidim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, for Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananyo, for Rabbi Yossi HaKoyin, for Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanil, for Rabbi Elozar ben Aruch. And who ho yomoyno shivchon? As Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe, was telling over the Shvach, the goodness about each Talmud he had. And he said like this, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is bor sud she'enoy ma'abe tipa. He's like a bor, like a hole, a bor, that sud, that has cement all around it. She'enoy ma'abe tipa, that nothing gets lost in it. In other words, you store your wine there, and no wine gets lost, because it's cemented all around very well. It's the same thing that Blazer ben Hurkanus didn't forget anything he learned. Everything he learned, he remembered, nothing was lost. Rabbi Yeshua, what was the shvach, what was the praise about Rabbi Yeshua? Ashrei Yoladatoi. That everybody spoke about him and said, happy is his mother that bore him. In other words, he was such a nachas to his parents. Rabbi Yossi, what was the shvach, the praise about Rabbi Yossi? Chosid. He was a truly pious person. He was a real chosid. And like we said before, that means he's misnaheg lefnei mishru sadin. He does really more than you have to do. Rabbi Shimon ben Nesanel is Yirei Chet. He had Yira Shemayim. He was afraid to do an Aveira, to do a sin. He had the smile of being Yirei Chet. because he was machmer al atzmoi, and he made a lot of siyogim, he made a gates, a lot of things to stop him to make sure not to be over any type of an aveira. For Rabbi Elozer ben Aroch was mayin hamizgaber. He's like a spring that steadily increases its flow. That's a mayin hamizgaber. In other words, the chedushei Torah that he was saying came out flowing more and more and more. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that hu ha yoimer, he used to say, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rebbe used to say, im yiyu kol chachmei Yisrael v'kaf moiznayim. If all the chachamim, all the wise people of Klal Yisrael, would be on one side of the scale, the Elozer ben Hurkanus b'kaf shniya, and Elozer ben Hurkanus would be on the other side of the scale, is machriyas kulam. He would be machriya, level out all the others. Because that's how choshev, that's how great Elozer ben Hurkanus was. That the Maile we said before about Reb Elozer ben Hurkanus was that he said he was a bor a sud sheinam abetipa. Is everything he learned, he never forgot anything. And that's like the Gemara in Brochus says that HaKol Tzrichim Lemorei Chityo. Is everybody needs somebody that knows the wheat, in other words, that's a boki in learning. You have to know the different makaris, where it comes from. Everybody needs a boki like Elozer ben Hurkanus that didn't forget anything he ever learned. Then Abishoyel Oimer Mishmoy. Abishoyel said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, like this, that in yiyu kol chachmei Yisrael b'chachmei Znayim, if you would have all the chachomim of Klal Yisrael at his time at one side of the scale, for Rabbi Elozer ben Hurkanus, afi mohem, and even if Rabbi Elozer ben Hurkanus would also be on that side of the scale, but for Rabbi Elozer b'kaf sheniyah, but Rabbi Elozer, he would be on the other side, the second side of the scale, is machri es kulam. He would level out all the other chachomim. And this Reb Elozer means Reb Elozer ben Aruch, that we said before, his Maila one, he was the Maina Mizgaber. So according to Abishol, he holds that the Maila of being a Choref, being a very sharp person, that's the Maina Mizgaber that has a good mind, that outweighs the Maila of being Samaboki, of Sam not forgetting anything you ever learned. So he holds that the Harifus is greater than any of Sam Bikis. Then the next Mishnah says, Om Alohem, that the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said to his Tamidim, said to his five Tamidim, Tzu'u u'ru'u, let's go out and let's see, Eizehu derech yishoro, sheyidbak bohodim. What is the right path, the right midah, that a person should put himself into, should be dovek, should be attached to? In other words, even though there are a lot of midas tavis, a lot of good character he's supposed to have, but he's asking the Tamidim, what would each one of them say, what is the greatest midah, Toiva, that you should have, that if you're attached to that midah, that will bring you to be able to do or to have all the other midas toivis. Like, what's the key midah that you have to have? So Rabbi Elozer, Omer Rabbi Elozer says, Ayin Toiva. You have to have a good eye. You have to see good about other people. You have to be happy with what you have. She is tapikodim b'mashe yeshloi, v'yismach b'toiva zolosoi, and to be happy with what other people have. Don't always want. If you see from other people have and you want it, that's called an ayin ra. An ayin teva means you're happy with what you have, and you're happy if other people have things. Rabbi Yeshua says, chover toiv. You have to have a good friend. If you have good friends, that's the best midah teva, that with a good friend, you'll be able to steigeis both years together. And we say, toiv hashnayim min oechud. Rabbi Yosef Reimer, shochein toiv. You have to have a good neighbor. A person has a lot to do with his neighbor, is there with his neighbor day and night. It's good to have a good neighbor. You learn good midas, good things from a good neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Horoyes Anoilet. If somebody is a chacham, a wise person, that sees the future, he sees what's going to happen to him, and he feels, why should I do this action? This action will only bring bad upon me. It's an avera to do this. And he stays away from it. That's called a chacham, that's Horoyes Anoilet. He sees the future. And he does things now only that these actions will bring good upon him later, and whatever will bring bad upon him later, he stays away from. Rabbi Elozer, says, Leiv Toiv. You have to have a good heart. A Leiv Toiv, that's the sight for all good midas. Because all the midas come out of your heart, so if you have a good heart, that's the sight for all good midas. In Omelahem, so the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to his Tamidim, that royani as divrei Elozeh ben Aruch. I like what Elozeh ben Aruch said. Shebichlal devorov divreichem, because included what he said is all your other things also. In other words, you need to have a lev toiv, a good heart. That's the yisoid for everything, because everything is totally in the lev. All the midas come out of your heart. If you have a good heart, that means you're satisfied with whatever you have, and you're only happy if somebody else has something, and you only see the good in other people, and you only learn the good from the other people. So by having a good heart, that's the yisoid of everything. Now, Omar Lehem, again, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai again spoke to his Talmidim and told them, Tzu, let's go out to Uru and let's see. Eizohu derech ro she yisrachek mimenu hodem. What is a bad midah? What's something bad that a person should stay far away from? He asked his five Talmidim, what would you say is something bad or the yisoid of ra that you should stay away from? Is Rabbi Lezer Weimer ayin ro? He says, just like before he said the good is an ayin toivah, now he's saying the worst midah is an ayin ra. That means somebody only sees bad, has kinnis, jealous of other people. He has hatred for other people. That's the yisoid for all type of ra with a bad eye. You only see bad upon others and you're only jealous what other people have. Rabbi Yeshua Leimer, chovera. If you have a bad friend, with a bad friend you learn bad midas and it'll only make you both worse. So stay away from a bad friend. Rabbi Yosef Leimer, shochirma. If you have a bad neighbor, from a neighbor you're with them day and night, you learn bad things from them, stay away from a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Leimer, haloive v'yene mishalim. If somebody borrows money and does not pay back, that's a bad midah. In other words, you only want to take for yourself and you don't care about paying the other person back, that's a real bad midah. And echod haloive min odam, kaloive min hamokim baruchu. Because you should know, somebody borrows money from his friend, it's really as if you're borrowing money from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, loive rosha v'lo yishalim, that a rosh is somebody that borrows money and does not pay it back. V'tzadik, but a tzadik choynein v'noisin. A tzadik is somebody that deals generously, he's a choynein. V'noisin is also a giver. Rebbe Lezer says, lev ra, somebody has a bad heart. And Omalahem, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to his Talmidim, that royani as divrei Eliezer ben Aruch, shebechlol devarov divreichem. I see him, what his yisoid is the best yisoid. In other words, a lev ra, if you have a bad heart, that's the worst thing. All right, turn over. In other words, with a bad heart, that only brings all type of bad midas into the person. Like we said, the Pasuk says, V'loi sasuru achre levavchem v'yachre enechem. Don't go after your heart and don't go after your eyes. The Pasuk is telling us, Shoheinayim holechas achre lev, that the eyes also go after the lev. In other words, if your heart is bad, you're only going to see bad in other people, you're only going to be jealous, and you're only going to have hatred. So the best midah is to have a lev toiv, have a good heart. Work on your heart. You should be a good heart, that you should only see good in others and want to do good to others and be happy if somebody else has something and be satisfied with what you have. And this is the yisoid of all the good midas. And the Rabbeinu Yoin explains these things. The Bechlal, he says, in you were each one said one midah toivam. Rabbeinu Yoin says, ki toiv liyodam, lecho is the midah achas b'shleimus. A person should grab a hold of one midah, one character, and do it completely. You're better off taking one midah and do it completely, and because of that, it'll be easy for you to be mastering other midas, rather than trying all at once to do a lot of different midas and not doing any one of them completely. So that's why these five different Talmidim said five different midas. And we're ending off, the greatest midah is a lev toiv. And it brings down that Inyan, Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's the pshat from a lev toiv? He says, Rotzoloima midas harotzoin v'zeu hasavlon. A person has savlonis, means he takes it easy, He doesn't get angry. He understands things. He's reasonable. He listens to you, and he works with you. And then the next Mishnah goes on, Hey Mamru Shleisha Shleisha Dvorim. His Hey Mamru means all the five Tamidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Each one of them said over three things, like three Dvorim, like we'll soon see. Reb Lezer ben Hurkanes, he's the first one. He says, Yehi Chvoid Chavercho Chovev Olecho Kishaloch, that the honor of your friend should be dear to you like your own. V'yal tehi noyach lichos, and do not get easy to become angry. V'shuv yemecha lefnei misoscha, and repent one day before your death. V'hevi mischameim kineged ura oiron shechachomim, has warm yourself by the fire of the chachomim. V'hevi zohir bekechalton, and you should be careful for the glowing coals. Shalai tichva, not to burn yourself. Sheneshichoson neshichas shuol, because their bite is like the bite of a fox. V'yakitzoson akitzas akrov, and their bite is also like the bite of a akrov, a scorpion. Ulechishoson, and the hiss, lechishas sorof, is like that of a serpent. V'chol divreihem kegachalei esh, and all the words are like coals of fire. Now, the first three things he said, that's the shot from the Shloisha Dvorim, that was that the Kavoid, you should honor your friend, not don't get angry fast, and one day before you die, you should do tshuva. But the famous Ovis Reb Nosson says that they asked the Talmidim, ask Reb Lezer, does a person know when he's going to die? And he answered back, Enech Nami, every single day a person should do tshuva, because maybe tomorrow he will die. And the pshat from the end of the Mishnah, that you have to be careful, even though you're supposed to learn with Chachomim, but you have to be very careful from the fire that comes out of them, from their bites, is the pshat, that when you learn with Chachomim, you should be close with them, but not to be too close. Don't become like buddy buddies, because you still have to be know a tremendous amount of kavod, of respect to Chachomim, and sometimes when you become a little bit too close, you lose your respect for them, and by not giving them the right respect, you can get a tremendous oinish, tremendous bite back, a bite of a fox, a bite of a scorpion, of a snake, and therefore you're supposed to watch out very carefully from their words, which is like gachalei esh, which is like hot coals. And some say the pshat from the end of the Mishnah, v'chol divrayim k'gachalei esh, that all their words are like burning hot coals, is the pshat, that by other averus in the Torah it depends. Certain averus are more chomer, you get misa, certain you only get malchus, certain you don't get malchus altogether, the different types of averus. Mashenkin, when you don't listen to what the Chachamim tell you, if you're Avera Divrei Chachamim, it's all like one big Avera. That's like kol divrayim, whatever the Chachamim say, there's one Indian, we have to listen to the Chachamim. And if we don't listen to the Chachamim, it's per, it's geder. The Mori says, it's like a snake should come and bite you. We have to be careful, whatever the Chachamim tell us to do, we have to listen and be mekayim. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua Roimer, that Ayin Hora, if you have a bad eye, in other words, you have Tzoras Ayin, you don't forgive if somebody else has something, you're only jealous of him, and you only look at the bad of other people. The Yetzer Hora, somebody that goes after, if Yetzer means he only goes after the Lamala, Tavos, Liboy, whatever his heart desires, he just goes and does, even though it's wrong. The Sinas Abriyos, if somebody that hates other people, Rashi learns it means sinas chinam, you hate other people for no good reason, or else sinas habrius means that people don't like you. People think you're too hard of a person and they have tainas on you. You should know all these three things is moitzin esodim in olam. It just makes you leave this world earlier. In other words, these three things are very bad for the body, and it just eats up the body, that eventually a person will have to leave, will die early. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, the three things that he says is that you have to prepare yourself. You have to be haskin atzmecho for three different purposes. One is, yehei momon chaveroch choviv olecho kishaloch, that the money of your friend should be dear to you like your own money. In other words, prepare yourself to be nice, kalpe, connected, your chaver, your friend. Fahaskin atzmoch lilmoy Torah. The second thing is prepare yourself in order to learn Torah. to do things for yourself, to learn Torah for yourself. You have to learn Torah. Prepare yourself beforehand. She'eni Yerushaloch, because it's not something that you stam inherit from your father. If you don't work, if you don't have enough Yerushimayim yourself, you're not kind of the Kinyan HaTorah, nothing will help you. You don't get a B'Torah to Yerusha from your father. And the last thing is, V'chol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shemayim. Whatever you do, you have to do kalpei shemayim l'shem shemayim, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. In other words, even if you do a dover shel gashmi, you're eating, you're sleeping, you're doing exercises, everything should be done l'shem shemayim. That this is in order to be able to do the rotzon of Hashem. The Gemara in Brocha says, Eizeho parsha katana, shekol gufei Torah tluyim bo, the pasuk of v'chol d'rochecho deyu. Whatever we do, we always have to remember to know we're doing it for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Rabbi Shimon says, Hevei zoyhe b'kriya shema uvetfilo. Be very careful to be mekayim the mitzvah of saying kriya shema and davening shemon esrei. U'keshata mispalel, and when you do daven, al ta'as tfiloscha keva. Don't make your davening like a choiv, like an obligation, like you have to. Elo rachamim v'sachanun lefnei hamokim baruch hu. But rather do it for like you're asking for rachmonis, you're asking your davening for Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you want him to have mercy on us, v'sachanunim, like a really begging and davening in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenemal, the posuk says, tikel chanun v'rachum hu, erach apayim v'rav chesed, v'nichom al horoh. So the Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is full of mercy, he's slow to anger, and he's abundant in loving kindness, and he forgives on the evil degree. In other words, showing from this Pasuk that the thing we want to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he should have rachmonis on us. Therefore, that is the way we are supposed to daven back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the midas of rachamim v'tachanunim. And that ends off the Mishnah, v'al tirosho b'fnei atzmoch. Don't be a rush in your own eyes. So the two ways to learn, either it means don't do averus right now that eventually will come out that will be wrong. People will know you're doing an arusha. Or else it means to say that the way you are right now, don't take yourself away from the tzibur. Don't say you're not right to be part of the tzibur, I'm a rusher anyway. No, you should be more of a mabrius and be part of them and put yourself into doing the mitzvah altogether with the tzibur and don't pull yourself out. Or else the Rabbein Yehuda learns pshat that a person shouldn't think to himself, I'm such a big Rosha, I can't do tshuva anymore. So he gives up from doing tshuva. No, no matter how bad you are, you can still do tshuva, you can still repent, and come back to be a tzaddik. Now pshat from the beginning of the Mishnah, that Hevi Zohir, you should be very careful in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, to learn it means with all the halachas. In other words, to read it at the right time, don't read it too long, too late, who had in Tefillah, daven the right way, with the right type of a kavona, to redress the right way. In other words, have his zohir and all the mitzvahs that we have, all the halach is about, kriya shema and tefillah. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar Oima, this Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch says, have a shokud lilma Torah. When you go to learn Torah, you have to be a big masmid, you have to always be at the seat learning with yegia, with work. That's a shokud, means to be. You should be diligent to learn Torah. V'dama shetoshav l'apikuris. You have to know what to interpret with apikuris. In other words, a person that is kofer, that does not believe in Hashem, he'll ask you questions and maybe he'll take you off the right track. So you have to be very careful to know exactly how to enter him that he shouldn't affect you. V'da l'fnei miyat omel. And you have to know in front of who are you are working when you're learning Torah. You're learning Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'neman hu baal malachtoch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the owner, he is neman, he is trustworthy. She yishalem loch schar pulosach. That he will pay you back the amount of the work you did for him. In other words, when you're learning Torah, you can't be a phony. You can't just say, yes, I was learning for the hour, you're sitting in front of your Gemara, and really you're dreaming, you're not learning. Because you have to know the one that pays us the reward is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means dalef nemiat hamel. You have to know in front of who you are learning. You are learning in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that knows exactly how much time, how many minutes of the hour you're putting into the learning. So make sure you are shokud lil mitzvah when you sit down to learn. use out your time, learn the right way, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to pay you back the schar that you deserve. From the next Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayoim Kotzer, the day is very short. V'yahamalocha meruba, there's a lot of work to be done. V'yahapoyalim atzelim, and the workers are lazy. V'yahasochor harbe, and the reward is tremendous. Uval habayis doichik, and the owner is pushing the workers to go and do the work. In other words, there's a lot to learn, and the lifetime is a very short lifetime. So don't waste your time. The work is the people sit down to learn. Really, the teva of a person is to be a notzol, to be lazy. But you have to know, for learning the Torah, there's a tremendous tchar involved. And Balabayis Doichik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to learn. Like the Pasuk says, V'dibarta bom b'shiftucho b'veisecho v'lechtucho v'aderech, u'v'shoch v'cho v'cho mecho. But the Tanchuma says that kol mi shemizbatu min haTorah is kilu koifa b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlenosan Torah liYisrael, elikadesh yisasku bo yoimam v'layla. Shenemla, the Pasuk says, v'gisa bo yoimam v'layla. That the mitzvah is, whenever we have time, free time, we're supposed to spend it in learning Torah. V'gisa bo yoimam v'layla. And if you mevatel from Torah, it's considered like you are koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, in order that we should be working in it. Yoimam v'layla. And the last Mishnah says, who are Yoimer? He used to say, Rabbi Tarfon used to say, that lo yolecho hamlocha ligmor. It's not up to you to finish all the work. In other words, you may think it's too hard to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. I just can't do it. So you have to know it's not olecha ligmor to finish everything. But for lo yato ben churin li botu mimenu. But you're not a free person to be mevatel, to take yourself away from it, to stop learning. In other words, as much as you can learn, you have to learn. There's no teretz to say, I can't finish everything. Okay, you can't finish it. But try your best. Put all your time into it. You can't stop learning because of that. Im lomada ta Torah harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, you should know, nois nim loch sochar harbe. You receive back a lot of good schar for that, a lot of reward. V'nevman hu ba'al malachtoch. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trustworthy. She is shalim loch schar pulosoch. That he'll pay you back the reward for the work that you did. V'dar, you should know, matin schorin shol tzadikim losad lovay. That the reward that tzadikim will receive is not in this world, but it's in Olam Haba. Like Chazal always darshan, the Pasuk says, Asher anochi mitzavecho hayom la'asoysam. And we darshan hayom la'asoysam. In this world, we have to do the mitzvahs. And the next world, Olam Haba, that's the place where we receive our schar, the reward for the mitzvahs. So even though we see tzaddikim that learn Torah the whole time, and we don't see they get that much reward, we have to know the reward is not in this world, but the reward is in Olam Haba. And the pshat is because this world is not worthy enough to receive that reward. The reward is too great for this world. We can't enjoy it in this world. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu leaves it over to the next world. And we always say, Schar b'hayal malekah, because the world is not great enough to receive all that anoah in this world. Now we'll start the third perek, perek shlishi. Akavya ben Mahalal says, his takel b'shloisha dvorim, you should look into three things, v'yato bol de'avera, and if with this, you won't come to do any type of an avera. Da mayayin bosa. You have to know from where you come. V'lon ata holech. And to where you are going. V'lifnei mi ata osad liten din v'cheshben. And in front of who will you have to give an account for everything we did. Now what does that mean? Mayayin bosa. From where did we come? Miti pasrucha. From a perchred the drop. In other words, we came from a zera. That's a tipasrucha. So in other words, a person shouldn't have any gaiva. He can't think great about himself. You have to know your history, where you came from. V'lo nat hulach, and where are we going to? Limkoim offer, to the dust. Person has to know that eventually he's going to be buried in the dust. Rima v'saleya. And there he's going to decay into rima v'saleya, into worms, going to eat him up. He's going to decay in the ground. So therefore also we have to know that's our safe, that's where we're going to end up. And if a person thinks like this, he won't have taivas, he won't have desires to do things, or chemdas hamaman, or to become very rich, just to have the money, because he realizes what's going to happen to him at the end. And then, in front of who are you going to have to give an account for everything you did, in front of the kings of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget everything. Everything he sees, he knows. So for this, we have to have a tremendous amount of Yiras Shemayim to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we have the right Yiras Shemayim, that's also considered Yiras Chet, that we won't come to do any averus. And the Rabbi Yen explains that there'll be a tremendous amount of busha, of an embarrassment the person is going to have when it's going to come to the Gimel Din B'Cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's going to bring out and show you all the averus that you did. And it's going to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be a tremendous amount of embarrassment there. So to stop us that we should not have this embarrassment, it's kedai not to do the averus. And if a person says, what do I care about the embarrassment? A person just has to know how bad he feels in this world if he's embarrassed from his friend. The lachas kama v'kama, how bad he's going to feel to be embarrassed in front of Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the second Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKahana Meimer, Rabbi Chanina, the Skan, the second in charge of the Kahanim, used to say, Have a mispalel v'shloimoy shel Malchus. We have to pray for the welfare of the government. Shel Molei Meiro, because if it was not for the fear of it, in other words, the government puts out a certain amount of fear, people are afraid to do crime, is Ish Eshri'eyu Chayim below. One man would swallow up another man alive. In other words, without the fear of the government, there will be no end to how much destruction one person could do to another. In the third Mishnah, Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvim v'ein v'neihem divrei Torah. If you have two people sitting and they're not talking and learning together, is Hareze Moishav Leitzim. That's considered like they are sitting and they're sitting together and being Moishav Leitzim, just talking nonsense. Shenema the Pasuk says, the Moishav Leitzim Lo Yoshev. You should not sit in the same place of a Moishav Leitzim. People just make jokes the whole day. Abo Shnayim She Yoshvim. But if you have two people that are sitting, the Yesh B'nayim Divrei Torah, and they are talking in Divrei Torah and learning, is Shechina Shruya B'nayim. You should know the Shechina Kodesh Baruch Hu is like living with you. He's there with you. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Oz Nidbaru Yirei Hashem Ish Arayehu Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma Vayikosev Sefer Zikaru Lefonov Liyirei Hashem Lecheshvei Shemoi. In other words, the Yirei Hashem, the Tzaddikim, were talking to one another. They were talking in Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to them and was there, and he was writing it down in a sefer exactly what they are doing. So when you learn Torah, the Shechina is Shruya B'nayim. So the Mishnah says, Ein li yele shnayim. I only know if two people are learning together. Minayin afilu echad, sheyoshev yosek v'Torah, sheHaKadosh Baruch Hu kaveya loisochom. That, how do we know, even if one person is sitting and learning Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a tremendous amount of reward for that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yeshev Bodad V'yidoim Kinot Alolov, that he may sit alone and he'll be at peace, at mind, at rest, Kinot Alolov, because he receives what is appointed for him. In other words, he will receive reward. So the last question is, like, how do we know if two people, maybe only by two people, they get a tremendous amount of reward? How do we know that even for one person also there's a reward? So that's the last pasuk of Kinot Alolov, he also received reward for learning alone. Then the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalad, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Shloish she'ochlu al shulchan echad, that we have three people that sat down to eat the meal at one table. Loi omru olav divrei Torah, and they did not say any words of Divrei Torah throughout the meal, is kilu ochlu mizivche mesim. It's as if they are eating from the kabonis of mesim, of dead people. Shenema the Pasuk says, ki kol shulchonois molukeya, soya bali mokum. All the tables were full of junk. Avo shloisha shochlu ashulchan echod, v'yomru olav Divrei Torah, but three people that sat on one table and they did speak and learning throughout the meal, is kilu ochlo mishochonoi shel mokem baruch hu. It is as if you're reading from the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'yadabur elai zeh hashochon ha-shelafnei Hashem. Like if you talk and learning Torah throughout the meal, it's considered like this is the shochan, this is the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But after it says, if you didn't speak Divrei Torah, it's kilu yetzum zivchei meisim, that means from takruvas avodah zarah, as if you ate from an animal that was geshochtin for the sake of avodah zarah. And the Rabbein Yerin explains that when you have three people together, it's like a chabura. And when three people are talking together, if they don't talk and learning at all, it's a tremendous prikas oil ha-Torah. You're like throwing away the oil of Torah that you are just eating and drinking for your own pleasure, and you are not at all thinking of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the meaning of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means you're doing something else, not thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're like throwing a Kodesh Baruch Hu away. So when three people eat together, just have the enjoyment of this world, without any ruchnias at all, that is main takruvas shel Avodah Zarah. Vashenkin, the other way, if we do learn Torah, we're mekar of Hashem, we bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu by the table, that the whole achil is an achil shel mitzvah, it's a tremendous ketushin vow, the tremendous inyan. And like the Gemara in Brochus says in Daf Nun Hei, that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim is mizbech mechaper al Yisrael. V'yachshav shulchono shelodim mechaper alov. At the time when we had the beis hamikdash, the karbonis, that brought the kapor for us. But now the shulchan, when we eat on the table, is like this mishnah, if we say divrei Torah on the table, it's considered like we brought a korban. This is like the shulchan of Hashem, and that gives us our kapora, our forgiveness. Yeah. The next mishnah says, Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai Oimer, Haneir Balaila. If somebody stays up by night, v'amahalach baderach yechidi, and he walks by himself in the road, v'yamafane liboy levatolo, and he keeps his heart like idle, he's not doing anything, is hareze mitchayiv benavshoi. Such a person really is making a sin against his own soul. He's mitchayiv benavshoi. He may die because of this. And the pshat about tenura learns is that if somebody stays up at nighttime or he walks alone in the street, really it's a sakona. And if he's not learning Torah, so he has nothing to save himself from the mazikim. So therefore, he's mitchayiv benavshoi poshit because the night or the derech yechidi, their mazikim there will harm him. Whereas if he would have been learning Torah, the Torah would have been a shmirah, would have watched him. The Rabbeinu Yena learns that the pshat is you stay up at night. So first of all, it's a mazik to your briyasa. If you don't become healthy because of that, you'll be tired the whole next day. And secondly, staying up at night, nighttime is a zaman ritzui. It's a zaman where there's no noise, no tumli going on. It's a nice, peaceful time that you could use this time to learn Torah very good. And if you don't use it, you just waste the time. For that, you must chayiv v'nafshoi. The same thing in Halev Aderach Yechidi. You put yourself in a mokum sakona, in a mokum danger. It's also must chayiv v'nafshoi. And the final libel of Atola means you don't do anything. You're not Isaac in Terry, you're not Isaac in Derech Eretz. You start wasting your time. Habatola mebel de shemomo. And you must chayiv v'nafshoi because of this. In the next Mishnah, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakona Omer, that kol hamakabel olav oil Torah, whoever puts upon himself the obligation of learning Torah, is mavirin mimenu oil malchus v'ol derech eretz. They'll take away from him min hashemayim. He's not going to have to worry about the government, and he won't have to worry about the old derech eretz of making his own panosa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. The kol hapurik mimenu ol Torah, but somebody that takes off him, does not put upon himself the yoke of learning Torah, is noisman all of oil malchus v'yol derech eretz. Then min hashemayim they will put upon him the chiyuv to take care of the government, his chiyuvim, either to pay taxes or to do other work for the government. V'yol derech eretz shall have upon himself the obligation of making his own panosa, his own livelihood. Like the Gemara Darshin, the pasuk in Iyov that says Adam lo'omel yulad. A person was born for work. V'yemeinu amo b'Torah is mamisa molav oil malchus v'yol derech eretz. You have to do work. So if you're makabel and want to work in learning Torah, that's it. But if you're not makabel learning the working in Torah, then they give you other type of work that you have to do. The next Mishnah, Rabbi Chalafto Ish Kfar Hanan Yoimer. He said over that, Asora Sheyoshvin V'yoskin Batera. If you have 10 people sitting and learning Torah together, Ishchina Shruya B'nayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is dwelling amongst you. Shenema the Poskan Tillim says, Elohim Nitzav the Adas Kel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in the middle of an Eda, a congregation, which always means 10. So when you have 10 people, the Shechina is there. Uminayin Afilu Chamisha, how do we know if you only have 5 people learning together? Shenema the Poskan says, V'agudosoy al Eretz Yisoda. It's with the Aguda, he founded the earth. The Agudosa means like a handful. It means 5 fingers, that's called 5 people. How do you know if you only have 3 people learning together? Shenema, the Pasuk says, B'kerev Elokim Yishpat. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there when we are doing Mishpat, and a Dayan needs 3 people together to be the Dayanis. So we know with 3, Hashem also comes. If you only have 2 people learning Torah together, Shenema, the Pasuk says, we had before, Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem Isher Yehu, that they're talking one to another, Vayakshev Hashem Yishma. Hashem is listening, Hashem is there. Uminayin Afilu Echad, even if 1 person is sitting and learning Torah, Shenema, the Pasuk says, that B'chol Mokom Asher Asker Eshmi, Ovoy Elecho Overakticha. Any place that you mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. And Rashi learns, it means wherever we come to learn Torah, and by learning Torah we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and He is there to give us a bracha. According to the Ramban, it's good, Ramban on the Akdama Techume says that really Kol HaTorah Kula is only Tzirufim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's why we dash in the Pasuk, Kishem HaShem Ekro HaVagodel Olakeinu. When we mention Hashem's name, we're supposed to make a bracha before that, that's a lima to make a bracha HaTorah. Because the whole Torah is really called Shema's different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's this pasuk also that V'chol Mokom Asher Asker Eshmi, any place we're going to learn Torah and mention the name of Hashem, is Ovi Alecha Berechticha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will come and give us a bracha. So even if 1 person is sitting and learning Torah, still the Shechina is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and you'll get tremendous bracha for it. And the Yavis explains that each one is greater than the other one before. Like the least is that you have 1 person learning, it just says Hashem comes and gives you a bracha. But he goes away right away. When you have 2 people, it says V'yakshav Hashem V'yishma, that Hashem stays a little bit around to listen to what you're doing, what you're saying. When you have 3 already, it's like a dayan that Hashem sits down and is b'kerev Elokim. He's amongst you. When you have 5 people learning together, that's a bigger madrega, it's like a yisoid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts down the foundation there. Vashenko, when you have 10 people, then mamash the Shechina is Shruya B'nayim, Elokim Nitzav B'yadas Kel, Hashem is there. Now the Gemara in Brocha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even comes before. Even before the minyan comes together, the Shechina is Maktim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes even before the 10 people come together. But for sure the Shechina stays around much longer, so the more people you have, the more the Shechina is with you. Then the next Mishnah, Rabbi Elozer is Bar Toisa Oimer, that Tein Loi Mishaloi. You should give for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from your own. Sha'ato v'shaloch shaloi. Because what's yours and all that you have are His. V'chein b'dovar u'aymer. The same thing it says about Dovar HaMelech, that he said, Ki mimcho ha'kol. From you, all things come from you. U'miyodcho nosanu loch. And of your own, we have given you. So really the Mishnah is teaching us that when we spend money to do mitzvahs, or we give the money away to tzedakah, we should not feel bad about it, or not to feel as if we're giving away our own money, we're going to be missing something, rather to feel all the money we have is just like Kipikodin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us to hold, we're holding His money. And therefore when we do with our money His ratzon, the mitzvahs of doing tzedakah and doing mitzvahs with it, we should only feel happy about it, that we're like using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money for His sake. In the next Mishnah, some have the Girsa Rabbi Shimon Oimer, and some say it's Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, that Hamahalach Baderech, if somebody is walking along the road, Vishoine, and he's learning Torah, Umafik Mimishnosai, and he stops from learning Torah, the Yomer, and he says, Mano Ilon Zeh, how nice this tree is, Umano Nir Zeh, or else how fine is that field?